Hello, and thank you for calling Hot Lips European Day Spa. No one is available to take your call right now, so at the sound of the beep, leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi y'all, it's Brittany. And I just want y'all to cut me some slack. I mean, it was a Friday night. Justin hadn't called, and I just wanted the linoleum to match the drapes.
Jaden Braden, if you don't finish that Red Bull, you are not getting a duck fat sandwich.
Hey, it's Cher, and this half Cherokee would like to make an appointment for a full Brazilian. Ugh, God, I miss comedy. Are you happy now, Sonny?
Hey, Babka, it's Shakira.
Yeah, it's on tonight. My lips don't lie, and they're bushy and black as night.
Hello, Babka. This is presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. And, I'm in desperate need of a trim. My hoo-ha looks like Barack Obama.
Hello, this is Penelope Cruz. And in honor of my Mexican friend, Salma Hayek, I would like to make my pussy in the style of the mustache of Mexican revolutionary Emiliano Zapata. Muchas gracias.
Hi, it's Winona Ryder, and I'm just seeing if it's possible to schedule a custom bikini wax for this Saturday. I have a new cell phone number. It's 767-7776. Thanks.
Hello, this is Rita Cosby, Fox News, and I was calling to inquire for a friend as to the price you charge for the waxing of balls. Not that I have any.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello, you're listening to show number 10 of the Lesbian Mafia, and did I say lesbian mafia? Lesbian. The Lesbian Mafia. All right, so it's been like 5,275 trillion years since I've done a show, and it is not because I did not want to. It started with one thing that happened, okay, and then it turned... I just dropped something. I'm sorry. Okay. And then it turned into this whole chain of events that ended up happening. And so I haven't had full access to my computer for almost a month now. And it's been extremely frustrating. And, you know, I try to keep these shows a half an hour, so I cut out a lot and stuff. But maybe I won't cut it out, you know. But I really don't want to ramble for more than a half an hour. Anyway, so I have to say is tonight I was at the department store, and the most terrible thing happened, and I was so happy that I could record tonight, because, like, I was fuming. This little girl is online, maybe she's about, I don't know, 8, and her two degenerate, disgusting, filthy breeder parents were putting their items in a bag or whatever the hell they were doing. These two animals. They're these savage wildebeests. And then she touched something. I don't know if she asked, can I have something? And I hear this sound, and it sounded like something fell on the floor. And when I looked over, I see her hand, you know, on this kid's, like right on the side of her head, like by her temple. And she hit her so hard. I mean, like, it just, what I want to understand, and I'm trying, because I'm starting to feel like a pressure in my chest right now. That's anxiety. That's my anxiety. No, look, I know how to recognize my anxiety, because even talking about this is giving me anxiety. Why do heterosexuals think that it's okay to smash a little girl on the side of the head? Why is that? Can somebody tell me why these heterosexuals have children when the only thing they can do is slap the shit out? Who said, like, where did this come from? Like, who started this whole thing, like, hit your children? Like, who started? And I am so happy that some people are terrified of hitting their children in public because they're afraid that BCW is going to come and take their children away. I am so happy that the world is this way, that a child could make a phone call, you know, but then they end up in the foster care system. So it's a lose-lose situation. But I just don't understand these disgusting people with their children, that they beat the hell out of them. And at the very least, they'll smack them around, like on the head, like really hard. And I'm thinking, Jesus, if that woman would have slapped me on the head that hard, I would have been crying. I mean, that's how, and then my neck would have probably, like, you know, you can really do some serious damage when you slap somebody that hard. And the kid didn't even cry. Can somebody please explain to me, how is it that that little kid took a blow to the temple like that and did not cry? I mean, I don't even know what I'm laughing at. I think I'm laughing so that I don't cry, because it's just so dreadful. I can't. So I'm speaking to you if you have children. If you slap your kids, you need fucking help. Okay? You need fucking help. It's not normal. Okay? And people who hit their children, they have a whole philosophy behind why there's a need to hit their children. And there's no age that's too young. I'm trying to figure out, like, when's the age that you say to yourself, okay, now their little bones can stand, you know, like a thwap. Anyway, listen, I'm going on too long. Yeah, I shouldn't, you know, I haven't podcasted in a while, so I shouldn't start off on such a bummer note, but I gotta say, oh God, these straight fucking people, I can't live with them anymore. I can't, yeah. What am I gonna do when I'm like old and in like a nursing home, God forbid, and some straight person is beating the shit out of me? When I'm like 90 years old and I look like I'm melting and I'm falling off the bed. That, like, I went to go see my uncle had a heart attack at a very young age. But anyway, so when I went to see him in the hospital, there was this, like, this man must have been about 100, I don't know, 90, 100, whatever. And he was falling off of the hospital bed. And I'm saying, Jesus Christ, these things only happen to me. Like, I had to walk in at that moment where that man was falling off of the hospital bed. So I, you know, I walk into the room. I'm not a nurse. I can't touch these people. So I didn't know what to do. The man was falling. What do I do? What? So I run and I call the nurse who was, you know, flirting with everyone. And listen, you know, I can't, I just, God help me. God, where am I? Where am I? What's my name? Sorry. When I don't know what my name is anymore, I just hope that there will be someone gay near me. Good God, do we need gay people everywhere to police these straight people? There's my telephone. Please hold the line. Oh, and I wanted to say thank you very much to Nadia Ginsberg for allowing me to use Babka's bikini waxing messages in the show. And you can find her at myspace.com/Nadia Ginsberg, NadyaGinsburg. She's very funny. Okay, let's begin.
Can you hear me?
Yes, what is that?
My phone's vibrating. It won't stop vibrating. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, my Lord. This is what you paid $400 for. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I'm just waiting for her to call me back. That was the iPhone that she just got that she's been really excited about getting. And she got the one with, like, extra megabytes. And I think it cost $600. And I would just like for you to know that every single time I talk to her on the telephone, I hear pressing of the buttons in my ear. And she can't send me not one text without at least 3 or 4 typos in it. So if you're thinking about spending $600 on an iPhone because you're an idiot, I don't suggest it. Hello?
Hello?
How's your iPhone doing?
My fucking iPhone. It started vibrating like crazy for no reason. When I was calling you earlier, it was ridiculous. And then my mom was calling me. I think there was just too many things going on and the little iPhone couldn't handle it. Fucking $600 piece of shit. You heard it. It was vibrating uncontrollably.
I did hear it. What I could hear more was your frustration.
Shut up. You know what the worst part is?
What's that?
I've had the phone for like 3 weeks and I still yet have not put a fucking song into my phone. I don't know how. I don't know how because I got a new laptop and I can't figure out for the life of me without erasing everything I have in my library to sync the songs and whatever, anyway.
Well, maybe by the time the next one comes out, maybe
I'll know how to do it right. Right.
Okay, so what I wanted from you.
You always want something from me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me?
Okay, I wanted to know what your thoughts were on, you know, these people that you see in the store taking their frustration out on their children, you know, slapping them around or whatever, just like, you know, hitting them, thinking that it's okay to just, you know, hit another human being, even if it is your own child, they think it's okay to smack them.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
You know, if they're doing it in public, God knows what they're doing behind closed doors.
Right.
But, it's fucked up, and they just act like it's okay, and if you, God forbid, if you were to say anything, they'll probably bite your head off in the process, you know? I don't know, I think it's fucked up. There's nothing that you could do about it. Some people should just not have kids.
Why do these straight people have kids if they don't want them? Or if they can't handle them? Why do you have 2 kids if you can't handle 2 kids? Why don't you just have 1?
I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with heads, though. It's just people in general. Some people just are not made out to have kids, and they just think, oh, having a baby is the greatest thing, but then they don't realize there's having a kid isn't just when they're a baby. It's everything. It's from when they're a toddler to, like, when they're growing up, they're teens.
I am so sick of seeing these straight people hit their kids. That's all I have to say.
Okay, fine. There's no arguing with you anyway.
I'm sick of it.
You should have walked up to her and said something to her.
I think, you know, that you're not supposed to go up to them and say, you know, what are you doing? Because you make it worse for the kid. What you're supposed What you're supposed to do is say, do you need any help?
Right.
That's what you're supposed
to do. Then they feel stupid.
Yeah, maybe they feel stupid or maybe they realize that what they're doing is inappropriate and that, you know, it's out of hand. But people don't say anything. Nobody, like, I mean, there was like 5 women at the cash registers. There was a store full of people, and nobody found this bizarre that this woman took, like, a full-arm swing, open hand, to her, this kid, like an 8-year-old, to
oh
her head.
God.
Yeah, like, are you, like, is there something fucking wrong with you? Are you, like, a fucking moron?
The sad thing is that we've all seen it. We've all seen it time and time again.
Yeah, and nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's dreadful.
It's dreadful. It's horrible.
There wasn't any physical abuse in your house growing up.
No, not really. No, my parents never hit us at all. When I was like 16, 17, my mom tried to beat the shit out of me. Like, we got into a physical fight, so.
So do you think that that beating changed the course of where things were going?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. It just made me rebel even more and, like, fight back even harder and, you know, it didn't help.
Right, I came from a very abusive household and it was dreadful. So I know what that's like. I don't know if my mother did stuff like that in public, but I got my ass whooped all the time. So it's disgusting. Whatever. So it's disgusting and it doesn't work. And I'm really, I just want to close off saying that I'm sick of watching straight people kick the shit out of their kids. Keep it in the fucking house. Keep it in the fucking house.
Because yeah, I don't want to see it. You know what, let me tell you something. If I had a fucking neighbor that was beating the shit out of their kid, don't you think I wouldn't call the cops on that motherfucker? Like, you can't even stop me.
Yeah, what are the cops...
I have that shit on speed dial.
Yeah, what are the cops going to do when they get there? Nothing, you know? Nothing. And
no, I would say that there was child abuse. Like, if it happened, I would call every time.
Yeah,
cops,
right.
After a certain amount of time, I'm sure they would have to take some sort of action.
Well, the worst that can happen, and you got to really whoop your kid's ass, is that they take the kid away and then it ends up in foster care, which is, you know...
It's yeah, that's even worse.
Bad either way. Who knows what's worse? It's just, it's such a terrible predicament. And I just, really, I would like to urge straight people to stop beating up their kids. Thank you, because it's causing the rest of us nausea. Thank you, my darling.
Okay,
thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Lolly.
Bye.
Shalay?
Sandy?
Okay, so you're saying that you have gossip. This is the first time hearing it, so what's your gossip?
Oh my God, this is bad gossip. This is why I do not like bisexuals.
Tell me why.
My ex-girlfriend, Angie, went off with for 6 years.
Yes?
She's pregnant.
Oh my Lord. How do you know? You checked her MySpace.
I checked her husband's. And on the, like, the comments, whatever, it's like, congratulations. Looked at his pictures, and he's holding the pregnancy test thing, and it's like, I think this is a positive.
Oh, my dear.
So, not only she got married, she's knocked up now.
What was that like for you to see the picture of your ex-girlfriend that you were together with for 6 years?
Pregnant? I'm nauseated. I'm disgusted. I'm hurt. I've got so many emotions going through me, I don't even know what to do with them. Granted, yes, we've been over for a long time, but it's just amazing. It's like, who in the hell was she? For 6 years, she was a lesbian. Now all of a sudden, she's straight. What the fuck is she? She's like, I don't know.
Well, she never was a lesbian. She was...
How can you be with someone for 6 years, though, and then just all of a sudden out of nowhere, well, I think I'll get married, and oh, I think I'll pop out a kid now.
Yeah, but that's the bisexual lifestyle, is they can be with a woman... be monogamous with a woman, and then they can go be with a man and be monogamous with a man. They're called monogamous bisexuals.
Well, goody, goody.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in a Xanax now after seeing this. I'm like, what the... And I'm trying my best. God, I'm biting my tongue on this. I felt so bad to message her.
Well, she probably wanted to...
Angie hated kids, though. The 6 years was when I was with her, and even after it was all said and done with, she hated kids.
Wow, she probably did it for him.
Think?
Yeah, you know. She probably had it for him. You know how women are. They have children for men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my man told me to fart, so I think I'll fart 2 times just to please him. Oh, yeah, please yourself.
Yeah, that's a real big bummer. I'm sorry.
It sure is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Shalay. That's a real bummer.
It's okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Yes, you're welcome. Now you know, right?
Yeah, now
this
I
is,
know.
Right. This is why, you know, and I'm not going to get into the whole spiel again.
They see women as little toys and dangle and play with them for a little bit, and then they decide to, you know.
Well, you know, just have a more mainstream life. That's what they want. They want a more, you know, they consider it easier. But most of the time when they do settle and they think that they're settling for an easier life, it doesn't turn out to be as easy as they thought it was going to be. So, and plus now she's going to have a kid. Good luck to her.
She hated doctors. She hates going to doctors. She hates having her blood drawn because she's terrified of needles. And, you know, that's a daily process right there for someone that's pregnant.
You got that straight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Other than that, how was the rest of your day?
Pretty good. Oh, alligators love french fries.
You what? You what?
Alligators love french fries.
How do you know that?
Yes, I went to Chick-fil-A and I had antibiotic chicken, whatever it was that you... the horrifying story you told me yesterday. Well, anyways, yeah, I had like a handful of french fries. There's an alligator down there at the jetties,
uh-huh.
The pond area, and I just chunked a handful of french fries out, and the thing was eating them like no tomorrow.
How far away were you from the alligator?
Maybe about 3 feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess I have a death wish, right? I'm going back tomorrow, and I'm going to give the little bastard a ham sandwich or something. I feel bad for him.
So you had antibiotic chicken today?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God. And all I can think of is what you told me about them chopping their beaks off.
That's right. That's right.
Sandy, you know, I think they just clip the tip off. There's no way a chicken can survive without a beak. They have to drink water and eat.
They cut their beaks off because they were fighting in the factory farmhouses. You know, they were drawing blood, so they cut the beak off. Maybe not the entire beak, but they cut their beaks, which is painful. Well, their entire life is basically painful. And so we're talking about the movie that I saw, and I was telling you about it, which was a great movie, Fast Food Nation. And everybody is in it. I mean, it's an all-star cast, but, like, you know, really cool all-star cast. Like, it was incredible. It was just a great, unbelievably informative movie, and you'll never eat fast food again without thinking twice. I'm not saying I'll never eat fast food again, but, you know, even today I made, you know, I went to the butcher and I told you I have steak like once a month.
Uh-huh.
Just because I feel like I probably should have it once a month.
Yeah.
So I went to the butcher today, and as I was putting the steak, you know, on the grill, I was like, oh my God. And I started thinking about, you know, just the whole chain of events that led to this piece of meat being on my kitchen table. It's really hard to look at meat the same again.
Damn it, I know you ruined my whole meat thing for me. Couldn't you have just kept that to yourself, Sandy Cakes?
Yeah, well, how about, couldn't you have kept to yourself that you saw a squirrel with tumors all over its body?
Well, I didn't think that was going to impact you like the damn chicken story has impacted me. I can't even look at a chicken the same now. Man, I used to love it. Now I'm like, oh my God, it's pumped up with steroids and antibiotics. And it had no beaks before it got slaughtered.
That's right. And they are pumped up with antibiotics.
And I'm probably not even getting a nice, pure, white breast. I'm probably getting a breast that's mixed with shit.
Well, there's definitely shit in the meat.
See?
And you're probably getting chicken feet. That's probably what you're getting.
Chicken feet? Because of you, I had nothing but death dreams all night long last night.
You didn't have death dreams because of me. You had death dreams because you're eating chicken feet. And the whole reason why there's shit in the meat is because when they're on the factory line, when they're ripping out their guts...
Oh, my God.
Crap goes everywhere. It goes all over the rest of the meat. And it ends up contaminating thousands of other pieces of meat, which is why there's E. coli in the meat, which is why everybody's getting sick. There is shit in the meat. The end. There's shit in the meat. We're eating shit antibiotics. And that's why... they're pumped up with antibiotics because of all the fecal stuff. And they pump them with antibiotics because they're trying to kill all the infections that they get from being in such close quarters. And then these strains of viruses are so strong now because they had to live over the antibiotics. So we're eating chicken feet, basically. That's what you're eating. They're not giving you chicken breast. We're eating chicken feet and cow hoof.
Some juicy chicken feet, then.
It is good, though, isn't it? Oh, God.
I know.
Okay, I told you about the lady that clobbered her kid across the head in the store. You know what I did?
What did you do, Stan?
When I was leaving, I made my carriage go really fast behind them. So I made it go really fast because I was trying to, like, ride their ass to be annoying because I hated them. And then I ended up hitting his foot with my carriage, and the and the bottom of his shoe came under his heel. You know what I'm saying? And then I said, "Oops, sorry."
What is this little lady doing? Trying to run me over?
And then, you know, I got two tickets in one day last week.
You're a rebel, Sandy.
And I saw the woman right. I mean, like, the meter ran out, like, maybe 30 seconds before I got there, and she had already written up a ticket, because now they do them electronically, so they're done in, like, no time.
We don't have meters here.
Oh, you don't have parking meters anywhere?
No.
Because you don't park on the street ever?
No. We have parking spaces, but no meters.
See that? Yeah, we have parking meters for certain, you know, in certain parts of town. Yeah, particularly in Manhattan. In the city, they're everywhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're dreadful. They're dreadful. So be glad that you don't have to deal with fucking parking, because they're like vultures. And I'm telling you, one of these days, and I don't want to incriminate myself for saying this, one of these days, one of those people are going to end up in the newspaper because someone is going to do something really terrible to one of these people because they are like vultures. The second that your time is up, they already slapped you with a $65 ticket.
God dang.
And it's ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous.
That's how they make their money, though.
Yes.
So, probably.
You know, that's a disgusting job, okay? Because you...
writing parking tickets.
Yeah, like, what person says to themselves, you know, I need a job, let me apply, you know, this is what I want to do for a living. Like,
I'd do it, that'd be an easy job.
Well, you definitely don't have to be courteous or nice. That's a job
that's
that you...
That's true.
Right?
Here's your ticket, screw you, you gotta pay it, bye-bye.
The end. So when I picked up my ticket, I waved to her, I said, hey! like she was like three cars away from me, so I said, hey, and I was waving my hand, and then I gave her the finger, and I flipped to the bird.
You flipped to the bird?
Yeah, yeah. So then today, I was driving, right, and I was going down one of the main roads here, and there was a meter maid crossing the street, and she was on the yellow line.
You wanted to hit her, didn't you?
God forgive me, I swerved the car, and I scared her.
Sandy, you're a psycho behind the wheel. Oh, my God, I can hear your mother now. Well, you know, Sandy's been arrested. I've got to bat her out somehow or another. There's no more lesbian mafia shows.
I mean, I felt so bad after I did it. Because she, like, moved back. She got, like, scared. Because I swerved like I was going to, you know, possibly hit her.
Sandy...
There's something wrong.
I'm worrying about you.
There's something wrong with me, Shalee.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad afterwards. And I asked God to forgive me. I'm afraid of my anger, Shalee. I think it's getting out of hand. I think that I feel like, what's his name? What's that guy's name? Trey Grovera.
Who?
Never mind. Thank you, Shalee.
Thank you, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
Without fucking marijuana, okay? Joe, it sounds like you were smoking freaking dust.
I think he was smoking dust when he wrote that song, Joe Walsh. Okay, let's sing it. A one, two, three.
My Maserati equals 185.
I lost my license.
Now I don't drive.
I want a limo right in the back.
I close the doors in case I'm attacked. They say I'm crazy, but it's song.
Life's been good to me
so far.
Wait, okay, so you didn't like Scott's choice of a concert.
And then I had the freaking old bag behind me, like, going, come on, Joe, bring it home, Joe, bring it home. And I was just sitting there saying, when is Joe going to bring it home? When is fucking Joe going to bring this shit home?
No, wait, you were saying, when the hell am I going home?
Yeah, when am I going home? Shit, I'm about to go home right now. Angels are waiting. I'm ready to go. This guy's killing me.
I didn't
even look straight ahead because I was going to just pass out from my eyes were going all psychedelic colors, so my eyes were rolling back and forth. I was like, what? One eye was going this way, one eye was going that way. What the hell I was looking at? I felt like I was smoking that shit. And then he's going, come on, Joe, bring it. And then you hear, pass the joint. I'm like, oh, shit. Motherfucker's smoking.
Now, if you had your choice of a concert, who would you go to see besides Joe Walsh? Poor you. I'm so sorry.
I'll go see the Police.
You would... Wait. If you could pick any concert, you would go see the Police?
A-do-do-do. A-da-da-da. That's what I said to you. Yeah.
Is it do-do or goo-goo?
A-do-do-do. A-da-da-da. Do-do. Yeah.
You sound like an infant.
Just as stupid as Joe Walsh.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you complain about the concert at all?
I dare not to. I said the concert was good, huh? He looked at me, oh, shut the hell up. He told me. Stop your shit. I mean, I woke up. You don't know how much I wish I had my cell phone on me.
I told you I wanted you to call me when that song came on.
My Maserati does want
it. And if I had my cell phone,
right?
And I woke up when that phone came on. It was like it knew it was happening.
Because you were waiting for it subconsciously.
Well, I wish I was a camera to watch me sleep.
You slept through the whole concert, Eloise?
Scott said, "How the hell can you sleep in a concert like that with all that music playing?" Easy. All I had to do was look at the screen and get dizzy. That shit put me right to sleep.
Unbelievable. And then I woke up, I was like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh, I shared a song I know, finally. One fucking song. That music, you could hear it when you want to drive a little bit, you know, not too far.
Like, and it's
2 days prior to that, this was the kick of the whole thing. You know, watching TV, and I said, when they were giving the commercial, I didn't know who the hell Joe Walsh is. And I said, who the hell wants to see Joe Walsh? You know? I mean, where did it... Didn't he hear me? And then next thing you know, honey, I got tickets for Joe Walsh. I'm like, who the hell... I forgot who Joe Walsh was. I was like, what?
And then he acted like it was a surprise for you.
I said, yo, he wasn't even paying attention. This guy wasn't paying attention when I said, who will pay to see Joe Walsh?
Dinner was the only part of the night that meant anything. I like those two songs, you know, like if I'm listening to them.
I do. I'm not going to front. I like that corny-ass song.
Yeah, right.
My Maserati. You know? I used to love that song.
Right. Like maybe if you're at the dentist or something. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not even at the dentist. But that's like driving music, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You know who I'd like to see, Michael? Michael Bublé. That young guy that sings Sinatra songs.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bublé.
But you don't worry, I'm going to fix him.
How are you going to fix him?
I love opera. Okay?
All right, well, thank you for sharing your concert experience going to see Joe Walsh.
Oh, God, please. Don't mention it.
Hi, Payul.
Hello, Sandy D. You got your computer back?
Yes, I have it back. No thanks to the Satan worshiper that repaired it, but then ended up doing more damage to it than was already there. That's okay. I don't want to get into that. You know why?
You want to tell me why?
I don't want to talk about that, man. I sent him a business letter telling him that, asking him what I want, and then I went to the courthouse and I filed a claim in small claims. So we have a date for next month.
Very good.
Yeah. I hate his ever-loving guts. What's the name of his place? Hold on. Just in case anyone in the Bronx is listening and something happens to their computer. Okay. Where is my... What's the name of this disgusting store? In and Out Computers on East Tremont. So if anybody lives in the Bronx and they want to take their computer
now,
there,
first
don't.
Off, I would never go to any kind of shop named In and Out. The only In and Out I frequent is In and Out Burgers. But I would not go to any computer shops called In and Out.
That's right. I so want to try an In and Out Burger. It's
good.
It's not fair that I haven't had one.
They're good.
Yes, and it's so strange.
I don't like the fries so much, but the burgers are great.
Really? It's so strange that you brought that up, because I watched Fast Food Nation, which you wouldn't enjoy at all, but...
Well, me?
Yeah,
I'm Fast Food Queen.
Yeah, right, because you wouldn't like the movie. I read the book, and I watched the movie. Now, the movie was a fictional narrative of the book, which was strange, but it was an amazing movie, and it's just so strange that you brought that up. But anyway, what do you got going on this week?
Combi Christ.
So when is Combi?
Saturday.
Uh-huh, that should be an interesting show.
Yeah, let's just hope my lips stay firmly planted on my face and not everybody else's this time around.
Combi
Remind
conscious.
Me not to be so slutty on this one.
Right. Wait, what's my favorite Combi song? I like one of their songs.
Your favorite Combi song?
Yeah.
You like What the Fuck Is Wrong With You?
Yeah, that's my favorite Combi song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's sing it.
And that's kind of my favorite, too. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yes. You don't want to sing it with me, do you?
No.
I can't get you to sing?
No.
That's all right.
Sorry, I'm sober. If I was drunk, you can get me to sing, but not sober.
So I've got to get you drunk in order to make you sing?
Of course.
Oh, God. Anything else you'd like to share, my little darling? Anything else exciting happening?
No. Let's see. Work sucks.
What else?
What else is there to say?
I wish I was flying out there. I wish I could just say, all right, I'm going to fly
out.
Well,
I have an extra ticket, fly out.
Are you kidding?
No. I bought 3 tickets. There's only 2 of us going. I have an extra ticket.
How much is a ticket from here to there? Like fast, so I could get there by
like
Friday.
Well, fast to fly out, you probably pay $700.
Okay, so have a good time at the concert. Take pictures.
You want to pay $700 for a combi?
All right, my darling. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye,
I'll
Paula.
Chat with you later.
Okay.
All right.
So I hope you enjoyed this show. It's been a while since I've put one up, so I was really glad to be able to do this for you. Since my page got hacked. And whoever did it should choke. Anyway, so, and I also forgot to mention, please do not miss tomorrow night, the Logo Channel at 9 o'clock. The Human Rights Campaign is having a live televised presidential candidate forum on gay and lesbian issues. So, and I'm really, really looking forward to hear what Hillary Clinton has to say. Because if she says something wrong tomorrow night, I will change alliances quicker than a Christian can change porn channels. Okay? I have no problem voting for Dennis Kucinich. He's the best candidate. But, you know, he's not going to win. So, and I like vaginas, so I'm going to vote for Hillary based on that alone. Because she's a pandering careerist. Let's not forget she supported the war. And now she doesn't, and then she does, and then she doesn't, and then she does. I don't know. Look. They're all full of shit. Okay? I'd just rather someone with a vagina be in there who's full of shit. And they're probably going to let Hillary win. You know why? Because they're waiting for her to get in there so that they could tear her asshole from the inside out. So that she could be the first human being walking around with an asshole outside of their anus. So that they'll have the argument that women aren't any different than men. Oh, they'll let her be president, all right. She may just win. I'd like to give her a good crack in the teeth. Just so that she has to get veneers. But I will vote for Hillary, unfortunately, as it stands now. I have 2 years. So thank you again very much for listening. And I'm so glad that you were here, wherever you are, at home or in your travels, in your car, on the bus, rubbing your genitals, whatever it is that you may be doing, and wherever it is that you may be doing it. I'm really glad you've been able to do it with you. Because I'm pro-masturbation. Ta-ta for now. Until next time.
You said that it's a phase to something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.